This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Saints Hour. We are joined by former Saint quarterback, also former Carolina quarterback, does Carolina Panther Radio, Jake Delhomme from Brobridge, Lafayette, went to USL at the time. I don't want to get into that. We'll talk more about that and a little about University of Louisiana at Lafayette. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, it's a we're 1-7. It's a battle, to say the least. But I still enjoy what I do. But other than that, life's great, and it's football season.
Yeah, I got a call yesterday. David Langton with Carolina Panther Radio to ask me to come on. You know, we've often do that flip-flop on the day of the game. And I was, you know, we were just teasing. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, a deep dive into this 2-6, you know, 1-7 game. And he's like, well, there's, and maybe he was teasing. He says, they have frisbee catching dogs at halftime. And I was like, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's just a tough, you know, you know, 1-7 and 2-6. You got teams that are fighting right now, fighting for their lives, fighting for their livelihood.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, there's no other way around it, you know, and I would assume there probably will be frisbee catching dogs. I know this weekend at Denver, it was corgi races and the crowd was electric for the corgi races at halftime. But anyway, listen, it's extremely tough right now. I don't think there's any doubt. And, you know, it's a team. One thing that I will say, and in calling the games, this is a Carolina team that, you know, they're missing many pieces on defense, to say the least. But this is a team that battles. It really and truly does battle. You haven't seen – you're watching some young kids get valuable playing time and starting to show up. You know, I'm just trying to find a silver lining. I feel – I'll be very honest with you. I feel better about the direction we're going now than I did last year at this time. Because Dan Morgan, just watching what he did and – there's a lot that's been made of. He was the assistant GM when Fitterer was there. But, you know, Matt Rhule had a lot of control when he was in Carolina. And I think his fingerprint was on many of the drafts when we were here. And so now, Dan, just watching this play last week, Xavier Leggett, the first-round pick, making a touchdown catch and making some plays. And we had him for a deep ball that we missed, and then Jalen Coker, a rookie free agent that they targeted and guaranteed a lot of money, starting to make play after play, week after week. We started an undrafted guy, Damani Richardson, at safety, led the team in tackles. Jatavion Sanders, a fourth round pick rookie. We have a second round pick running back, Jonathan Brooks, who's starting to practice again. Do we get him back at some point? You know, so there's some, you're starting to see some of the young guys, a young linebacker, Trevin Wallace, starting to make some plays for us at linebacker. So I like where Dan's going. I think we fixed the O-line from last year to this year. We've run the ball pretty well. It's just, it's been tough. If we haven't been perfect, meaning offensively, it's been difficult for us to stop people on defense. And that's just due to the fact of the sheer injuries we have and by the guys that got hurt. We didn't have the depth going in. We needed those guys to stay healthy, and the bug bit us extremely quick.
So tell me your assessment of the current quarterback situation. Not necessarily Andy's thumb, but, you know, if he's healthy, you know, who plays or are they, I don't even know what the question is with Bryce Young. You know, I feel like is someone asked last night, Mike Dottilia and I were talking, and it was about, you know, will the owner, you know, David Tepper, have the patience for Young? I don't know. It doesn't feel like it, but just you give me your assessment of that quarterback's room.
Well, listen, I think Andy came in. Bryce played the first two games. I think we saw it in New Orleans. That was a rough game. And
well, his first pass was a pick. Was an interception.
Yeah,
his first throw of 2024 is picked off.
All right, and that's kind of how it was for him the rest of that game. Just things just didn't flow. And then the following week, we played the Chargers. And to be honest, it was pretty much worse the next week. And so Andy comes in the next week, throws for a great amount of yards. We win. Lose Adam Thielen in that game, who's our most reliable receiver. And he's getting close to coming back. And Andy's done some good things playing quarterback for us. We did have a dud up in Washington in that particular game a couple of weeks ago. And then the unfortunate accident that Andy and his family got in. And he had a splint. I saw it with my own eyes, and everyone did, last weekend on the field during the game. And so where will he be this week? I'm anxious to see. It's early in the week while we're taping this. And so I'm anxious to see what we do. Bryce did play last week. We had a good opening drive. And then after that, it was just a bunch of three and outs. And that's what we had until we had a late touchdown, 98-yard drive, I believe, late in the game. And so I'm not exactly sure where Coach Canales is going to go in that regard. But it's a offensively, if there's one thing that we're running the ball pretty good, that's one thing that I can't say. We got away from it somewhat last week. Denver went on a run in the second quarter, and we were just trying to play catch-up mode after that. But then you watch the Saints. I watched some of the game this past the Charger game. I tried to watch that from this past weekend, and this is a defense that still plays hard. It's just offensively, they're not giving them much. And I don't know if Taysom's back. I think Taysom makes all the difference in the world in this system. You're hearing rumors that Derek Carr, he's back throwing. Will he be back? There'll be a lot more precision in that offense. But I saw it with my own eyes, and so did you, week one. That was a precise offense that was dangerous on week one. And then again in week two in Dallas.
Yeah. No, Taysom was back last week. I don't know if he was on a pitch count, but you know, having him back, Ruiz offensive line. I mean, Taysom makes such a significant difference, and they do expect Derek Carr to be back. And I guess, you know, defensively, what's killed the Saints most recently in this six game, it's just been the explosive plays. I mean, you can, you know, win the time of possession, win third down, win a lot of things, but you give up explosive plays like they've been giving up, kind of like what the Saints did to the Panthers in week one, you know, it's tough to overcome.
It's extremely tough to overcome. And that's just kind of where this team has been this year, to be quite honest. And it's, listen, Derek Brown, in my opinion, was so much our best football player coming into the season. He's everything you wanted, top 10 pick, did everything the right way, broke a all-time record last year for solo tackles by defensive linemen. And to lose him the first game of the season, that just – it destroyed us. And then not only that, we started having other injuries at safety position. At corner, we signed a corner from Buffalo in the offseason who had a very bad hamstring injury. Dane Jackson came back for one game, kind of re-injured that again. And then linebackers. You lose Shaq Thompson and Josie Jewell. You lose them in the same game. And so it's just been – it's been difficult. It's been difficult stopping the run. And it's been difficult getting pressure on the quarterback. And that's something that you have to do in the National Football League to give you some success. We've had some make-it-take-it type of football games where we played Atlanta and we played Cincinnati and we had opportunities in the fourth quarter. But it's just if you're not perfect on offense, then you give it back to them. We've had trouble getting off the field on defense. So, you know, it's a team – I know the Saints are struggling right now, but – you would assume that Derek will be back. And with Taysom, he's such a weapon. What is he, a halfback, a tailback,
a fullback,
H-back, he's a Y, whatever it may be. And he causes so many problems. And that system, you know, when you have those position versatility, it certainly helps like Clint Kubiak calling plays.
And so you talked about the Panther running game. And so Hubbard's got 118 carries, almost 600 yards. He averages 5. Sanders averages 4.1. But I would assume they've just been – because offensively, you're averaging 15.5. Defense, you're giving up almost 34 points a game. So that's probably been the challenge for this offense, that you can't stay with the run game because you're behind.
Yeah, it's very difficult. And it's you want to stay with it. And I just go back, you know, to our Atlanta game. It's 27-20 or 28-20 with 11 minutes left to go in the game. And we're driving. We go all the way down the field and we're in the red area. And unfortunately, Andy, you know, had a decision he wanted back on a bootleg. He tried to force one in there and it was a pick. And so it's just one of those things that if you're not perfect, it hurts because defensively we start to wear down. These guys will play hard. They're going to try to fly around as much as they can. But, you know, Mike, I'm studying our roster. Who's new this week? Who's up? Who did we sign that's active? Those are the things that and all I do is call the games, but I don't even know some of our own roster right now because we're just kind of going through it so much. So imagine trying to get those guys in and they're having to play on Sunday and making every fit right on defense. It's a tough task.
Need to take a break, but first let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have more with Jake DeLome talking Carolina and the Saints Sunday in Charlotte. This is the Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We are talking with former Saint quarterback as well as former Carolina quarterback, part of the radio broadcast team for the Carolina Panthers, Jake DeLome. And next Tuesday is the trade deadline. So I was just kind of, you know, searching around yesterday, looking, okay, who might be, you know, busy, who might not be busy. And these are the top 20 players that may get traded, or at least possibility. And there are several Panthers on there. And I guess, you know, this team went through this last year. I'm like, does it feel similar like that? Like there's going to be kind of a sale of some kind to unload a bunch of players, or not like last year?
Well, I think you're going to see some action. Matter of fact, Deontay Johnson was just traded. He was just traded to the Baltimore Ravens. So that's something that you kind of maybe caught wind. Some
that one we kind of expected, right? I mean, we thought about that yesterday even.
Yeah, that's one that – so he got traded, and we'll see what happens after that. I'm not exactly sure. And it all depends on what somebody's going to want to give for you and things like that. So it all depends. You never know in this business, and it can go from week to week. I mean, you're hearing Cooper Kupp last week. He's possible trade candidate, and then they have a big game and win last week, and now, oh, no, he was never a trade candidate. I mean, that's – so you never know. I mean, you never know what a team's going to want to come in and give. And if you want to be a seller this time and you think there's some value or whatnot, I'm not exactly sure. But certainly, you know, I would think Dan Morgan and Brant Tillis are open to receiving some phone calls and listening to what's out there.
Yeah, we talked to Mickey earlier, and he said, I mean, everybody, you're going to get the calls because everybody's going to take the temperature, and you're going to see, you know, see where you stand. You got nothing, no harm, no foul in that. You know what the black and gold fan base is like and its fervor and how tough that this six-game losing streak is on them. What is it like in Charlotte? Is Canales kind of, hey, it's a rebuild, or we've been through this before? Where's the fan base in Charlotte right now?
Listen, it's been tough. I will say that it's been tough, and there's been many coaches since Mr. Tepper has taken over. You know, Ron Rivera was the incumbent, and then it went to Matt Rhule, and then the Frank Reich deal, and now with Coach Canales. But this is just my opinion. I just believe with Dan Morgan as the GM and Brant Tillis as, you know, it's not even the assistant GM title, number two in command. Those two, to me, they seem like they're in step with each other. And it's a different feel than what I have felt the last few years. Matt Rhule was the one, he was in charge and no one else. I mean, that was a given. And I believe Matt kind of ran those drafts and things like that. But it just seems like this is different. Everybody's starting to get aligned. It seems like we're tearing the house down to the studs, to say the least. And now we have our whole collection of draft picks next year. And then we're just going to slowly build this team. Listen, in my opinion, our offensive line last year, I believe there was 15 different combinations of guards that we played during the 17 games. We kind of fixed that in one off season. You signed two guards and Robert Hunt, Damian Lewis, and they're playing extremely well for us. And so next year, I'm assuming there'll be some defensive activity that we'll probably have to go after. And we got unfortunate with DJ Wonnum. He was a free agent defensive end that we signed from Minnesota. And there was a tremendous story on Panthers.com last week. He had an unbelievable road to coming back. He had a surgery and it went from staph infection to blood clots. And this just took a whole nother. So some of the free agents we signed, that was just an unfortunate. We haven't gotten back on the field, and it looks like he's starting to work his way back. And so, you know, I could see us start to address the defense and then building it back up. And the fan base, it's been hard on them. It's been very, very hard. I will say this. And there's been a lot of, you know, angst, I guess, with Mr. Tepper. But I think they just want a winner. I think that's the biggest thing. Everybody knows what it's like when you're winning and when you're losing. And that's what it comes down to. They want to see some progress on the field.
Well, we appreciate your time. I always look forward to talking to you the week of, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday when we are in Charlotte. Continued success. I know you're with the horses, and congrats, and just thanks for spending some time with us today.
Absolutely, buddy. Look forward to seeing you Sunday. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Jake.